You're invited to travel the world and discover what it means to live the intercontinental life. With more than 200 properties worldwide, Intercontinental Hotels and Resorts welcomes you to iconic properties in global destinations including New York, London, and Shanghai. Discover more about these cities and the tales they inspire with Stories of the Intercontinental Life, a collection of stories that will excite your curiosity and offer new perspectives on the world. Hear more at intercontinental.com/life.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. A job with benefits, that usually means health insurance, but a new study shows employer-based health care family plans are now costing more than $20,000 a year on average. In a moment, how rising prices are impacting companies and workers. First, some money and market news you should know. Between low prices, bad weather, and the U.S.-China trade war, it's been a bad year for American farmers. A Wall Street Journal analysis shows crop production levels have been at record highs since 2014, but that's led to lower prices. Then there's been rain. The months between July 2018 and June 2019 were the wettest in farming states on record. Soggy fields prevented many farmers from planting, and soybeans have been hit hard by the U.S.-China trade war, with China cutting back on purchases. China accounted for 18% of U.S. soybean exports in 2018. All this is adding up to bankruptcy fears for farmers. The number of U.S. farms could drop below 2 million for the first time in over a century. And speaking of farmers, marijuana sellers could soon be able to bank more of their green. The House passed a bill Wednesday to protect banks and financial institutions that serve marijuana businesses in states where it's legal. It's currently illegal for federally insured banks and depository institutions to work with marijuana shops because pot is illegal under federal law. Recreational cannabis is legal in 11 states and D.C., and medicinal use is legal in 22 states. That forces those companies to deal in cash. A companion bill would still have to pass in the Senate.
You're invited to travel the world and discover what it means to live the intercontinental life. With more than 200 properties worldwide, Intercontinental Hotels and Resorts welcomes you to iconic properties in global destinations including New York, London, and Shanghai. Discover more about these cities and the tales they inspire with Stories of the Intercontinental Life, a collection of stories that will excite your curiosity and offer new perspectives on the world. Hear more at intercontinental.com/life.
Employer-provided health coverage has reached a dubious milestone. A family plan now costs more than $20,000 a year on average. Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Wild Matthews joins us to discuss what's driving up costs. So, Anna, according to this new annual report from the Kaiser Health Foundation, the costs for family health plans are going up for both employers and their employees. What kind of jump are we seeing?
The overall cost for premiums on a family plan hit $20,576 this year, which is really a stunning figure. That was up 5% from last year. That's the total cost. So employers pay around 71% of that. Employees pay the rest on average.
And that's family plans. What about individual employer health plans?
The cost of an individual employer health plan on average for this year is $7,188. So still a big chunk.
And that doesn't include deductibles or copays or even pharmaceuticals.
That is just the premium cost, which, again, the employer typically bears much of that. That doesn't include the deductible or your copays or your coinsurance or anything else you may pay out of your pocket for care.
You know, a lot of companies like the Illinois Manufacturing Company that you spotlight in your story, they try to keep the health insurance financial burden on employees steady. But that's becoming more difficult, especially for lower-income workers. The rate of premiums increases is having a particularly devastating effect on that segment of workers.
Well, the Kaiser Foundation survey showed that employers with a larger share of low-income workers actually often ask them to pay a larger amount toward the premium. And of course, low-wage workers, it is a bigger challenge to pay that much in terms of premium. And there's also a general trend toward deductibles, which costs people out of their pocket when they seek care.
And these costs that are both paid for by companies and employees are outpacing inflation in wages. Do we have any idea why we're seeing premiums jump like this?
Well, certainly some experts feel that the rising prices need for health care, including hospital services, is a major driver of that. The cost of health insurance can be driven by a number of things. One is the price of the underlying care. Another is if patients are using more care, for instance, going to the hospital more often. Some experts do feel that prices are the main driver at this point. The American Hospital Association disputes that. They feel that hospitals are not a major driver of the increases in covered costs, and that hospital consolidation, which some critics argue enables hospitals to drive to higher prices, in fact, does not lead to higher prices.
Now, healthcare and what to do with employer-based policies has been a major talking point for the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates. Is there a takeaway that you saw from this new report?
You know, when I talked to experts, what I heard is that certainly one big takeaway is that this issue is not going to go away and that voters are going to continue to care about it. That is because many voters are paying more for their health care, even when they have employer coverage, and they notice that.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Wild Matthews. Anna, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.